stand and lift up our hands. For the joy of the Lord is our strength. We bow down and worship Him now. How great, how awesome is He. Together we sing.
Swallow.
me life. God, be by your side, wherever you fall in the dead of night, wherever you call, and please don't fight. Hands that are holding you, my hands are holding you.
Take the wheel. Oh, take it from me. Whoa, 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 so make me a
the King. When life gives you lemon, make lemonade.
Small world. So last night, around 1:30, I'm sleeping and I hear, Dad. And so I turn and say, and there's Melody. And she says, Dad. I said, Dad, we're speaking in tongues and praying. We say speaking and praying. Speaking in tongues. Anyway, she said, I've been speaking in tongues. For about 6 minutes, she said, it's so exciting, I had to tell somebody. And it is exciting. It is exciting. So it was funny because I got up this morning and Melody was, because she was up at 1:30, probably later, Melody. But anyway, so she was up, so I ended up calling her later. I said, Melody, did I dream last night? She said, no, I came in your room. So Melody was blessed with the gift of tongues last night. Yeah, and that's an awesome gift to receive. You were seeking God by yourself in your room around 1:30 in the morning. And it just started flowing, didn't it?
Uh-huh.
So you asked God for the gift and just started letting your tongue just doing da-da-da-da-da, whatever, and next thing you know, it became your spiritual language then, right? All right. Only when you do it in groups, when you're by yourself. And actually, that's one of the things she asked me to talk about was some of that. So let's look at some of the scriptures to talk about that, because there's a lot. You just felt the Spirit lifting you up, huh? Nice. Yeah. No, actually, that's kind of neat because you've heard of the Shakers, and you've heard of the Quakers. And do you know why they were called that? It's because when they would feel the power of the Spirit, they would either shake or quake. Yeah, that's why they were called the Shakers and the Quakers. Now, Holy Rollers is a little more generic. However, we could probably come up with an interesting definition for that. You're fine. Exactly right. When you don't know how to pray. And actually, that's got to be one of these scriptures that's up here. There's a lot. There's actually quite a bit on talking about that. We'll be all right. I'm just going to go with, and you got to love Google. I just made it real simple. I said, speaking in tongues scriptures, okay, is what I brought up. And I'll just read them in the order they have them here. In 1 Corinthians 1:5, it says, for in him you have been enriched in every way with all kinds of speech and with all knowledge. Okay, that's pretty good. In Acts 2, verse 4, all of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. Right, so that's a gift. Speaking in tongues is a gift of the Spirit. Now, in this case, they were actually speaking in other languages, too, in Acts, when everybody was there. But then there's just way more on here. Acts 19, verse 6, when Paul placed his hands on them, the Holy Spirit came upon them, and they spoke in tongues and prophesied. Okay, so again, you see that happen there. And then in Galatians 5, verse 22, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, and faithfulness. Fruit of the Spirit, the speaking in tongues is a fruit of the Spirit. It's not specified in that particular verse, or at least in that interpretation. Mark 16:17 is one of my favorites. These signs will accompany those who believe. In my name they will drive out demons, they will speak in new tongues. Also in the other verses there, in the previous, or latter verse, it states, they will lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. They shall drink any deadly poison and it won't harm them. Okay. Now, it's not to say we test God and go out and find some poison to drink, but it's just saying that God has that protection on us. Then in 1 Corinthians 14:2, it says, for anyone who speaks in a tongue does not speak to people, but to God. Indeed, no one understands them. They utter mysteries by the Spirit. Okay. So when you're speaking in tongues, that's your spirit. That's the Holy Spirit connecting you and God. That's a direct pipeline, okay? That's what speaking in tongues really is. You know, so when we don't know how to pray, when we're just feeling like, you know what? You pray in tongues because the Spirit helps you, and because the Spirit knows what you need. In 1 Corinthians 14:23, so if the whole church comes together and everyone speaks in tongues, and inquirers or unbelievers come in, will they not say that you're out of your mind? But to your point earlier, Debbie, you know, when you're in a group like that, if you speak in tongues in front of a group, there must be a person to interpret. All right, that's a biblical rule, a biblical law, if you will. Okay, so if you're wanting to speak a message to people, you need to have an interpreter. But when you're doing it just on your own, just you and God in your private time. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's true. Yeah. Someone can interpret it correct. Or you might get it yourself. Didn't I just read that one, didn't I? 1 Corinthians 14:1, a lot in 1 Corinthians on this. In 14:27-28, if anyone speaks in a tongue, two or at the most three should speak one at a time, and someone must interpret. If there is no interpreter, the speaker should keep quiet in the church and speak to himself and to God. Okay, so that's the power. That's the power of tongues. Okay, if God has a message, he's going to go out to the group. He's going to provide an interpreter for you. Okay, that's good. Well, remember, anyone can be an interpreter at any time, Melody. Any believer. Any believer, God can God can use anybody. God used a donkey to speak. Okay, so God can provide an interpreter. It is a gift of the Spirit. Mm-hmm. No. I mean, they can be related. See, we all have this spiritual toolbox. Any gift of the Spirit, God can use through us at any time. Any time. But just like a plumber or a carpenter, we all have our preferred tool. We've got all our tools in that box, but we have our dominant tool, if you will. Okay? And possibly. And probably someone who would interpret the speaking in tongues would probably have a gift of prophecy and dream interpretation and things of that nature. I was blessed with that when I was going up Old Corrine Avenue by Procter & Gamble, Miami Valley Labs. You know, when you're in Ross, and you go out over the little bridge toward Miami Valley Labs, you know, then you hang a left and the road kind of starts to wind up. There's a historic water trough there. I was seeking God one morning, and as I was driving to work, and right when I went past that water trough, just like that, I started speaking in tongues. So that's how I associate. You know, and it was funny because I went and looked, and there's an engraving on the on there, and I don't remember it specifically. I actually have it on my Facebook page. I don't remember it specifically, but essentially it acknowledges the water as the living, and God is all acknowledged on here. You know, it's a place to be blessed. You know, with living water. Oh, you used to go to that one? Did you? You used to go to that one? There was one on Tylersville, too. I guess it's probably still there, isn't it? Been a lot of... Oh, they don't? Yeah, by Bypass 4, I think, is where it was, wasn't it? Yeah, there was one there. Neat stuff. Yeah, right. Warning. It's a gift. Doesn't mean you don't believe if you don't have it, but it's kind of fun. You've heard of them? Mm-hmm. Right. But they weren't speaking to the group. They were just there. It was a personal uttering, correct? Yeah. And a lot of the more charismatic in that tree. Absolutely, yeah. I don't remember. Oh. I guess I'd forgotten that, actually. She's been a lot of things before I was. 1 Corinthians 12, verses 8 through 11. Here you go, Melody. To one there is given through the Spirit a message of wisdom, to another a message of knowledge by means of the same Spirit, the same Holy Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healing by that one Spirit, to another miraculous powers, to another prophecy, to another distinguishing between spirits, that's discerning spirits, okay, do you know what a sense spirits? To another, what's that? Well, like angels or demons, okay, you know, you can tell, you can sense them both. To another speaking in different kinds of tongues. Okay, so it's on the list. And still to another the interpretation of tongues. And all these are a work of one in the same Spirit. He distributes them to each just as he determines. Okay? So it's by grace. It's all by grace. It's a gift. We'll pray for that. We'll pray for that gift for you, okay? We will do that because that's actually a gift that, and actually we'll probably find that in one of these scriptures that I'm almost done with, I think, still a lot. But it talks about actually Paul imparted that gift into Timothy by the laying of hands. It specifically says by the laying of hands is how he did it. They're like, this is 1 Corinthians chapter 13. And it's funny because remember earlier I was saying 1 Corinthians 14, so this is actually written before that. So 1 Corinthians 13, if I speak in tongues of men or of angels, but do not have love, I have only a resounding gong or clanging cymbal. You guys have heard this before. If I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have faith that can move mountains, but do not have love, I'm nothing. Okay, so it goes through that whole thing. It's a lot. I'm not going to read it all. You're familiar with it. Love is patient. Love is kind. We hear that a lot at the weddings, of course. In 1 Corinthians 14, it starts off, it says, follow the way of love. And eagerly desire the gifts of the Spirit, especially prophecy. Isn't that interesting? So in 1 Corinthians 14, they're putting prophecy, you know, up there as one of the most desirable ones. For anyone who speaks in tongues does not speak to people, but to God. Indeed, no one understands them. They utter mysteries by the Spirit. But the one who prophesies... Hit the wrong button. But the one who prophesies speaks to people for their strengthening, encouragement, and comfort. So he's saying the gift speaking in tongues is effectively for yourself. All right, but actually prophecy, which is speaking in normal language. One who prophesies speaks to people for their strengthening, encouraging, comfort. So that's why that's such a gift. You want to be able to share the love. Anyone who speaks in tongues edifies themselves, but one who prophesies edifies the church. I would like every one of you to speak in tongues, but I would rather you prophesy. The one who prophesies is greater than the one who speaks in tongues, unless someone interprets so that the church may be edified. So this is the whole concept here is the church, right? The church being edified. All right, so now I'm on verse 6 here. Remember, we're still in 1 Corinthians 14. So on verse 6, now brothers and sisters, if I come to you and speak in tongues, what good will I be to you unless I bring you some revelation or knowledge of prophecy or word of instruction? So in other words, I could stand up here and I could speak in tongues, but what would that mean to you, right? Because you wouldn't understand. Even in the case of lifeless things that make sounds, such as a pipe or a harp, will anyone know what tune is being played unless there is a distinction in the notes. So it is with you. Unless you speak intelligible words with your tongue, how will anyone know what you are saying? You will just be speaking into the air. Undoubtedly, there are all sorts of languages in the world, yet none of them is without meaning. If then I do not grasp the meaning of what someone is saying, I am a foreigner to the speaker, and the speaker is a foreigner to me. So it is with you. Since you are eager for the gifts of the Spirit, try to excel in those gifts that build up the church. For this reason, one who speaks in tongues should pray that they may interpret what they say. For if I pray in tongues, my spirit prays, but my mind is unfruitful. So what shall I do? I will pray with my spirit, but I will also pray with my understanding. I will sing with my spirit, but I will also sing with my understanding. Otherwise, when you are praising God in the Spirit, speaking in tongues, how can someone else who is now put in the position of inquiry say amen to your thanksgiving since they have no idea what you just said? You can sing in tongues. I've done it to you. You can sing in tongues, absolutely. Well, remember, talking. All singing is speaking slowly. That's all singing is. It's just speaking slowly. It is. Remember the movie A Music Man? Ice cream. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Many times, yeah. Okay, there's a lot happening. There's a lot happening in this section, but I'm going to hit the rest of this. Okay, so he continues. He says, I thank God that I speak in tongues more than all of you. But in the church, I would rather speak 5 intelligible words to instruct others than 10,000 in tongues. Okay. Then he goes on. Actually, that was the last one on this page. It was a lot, though, wasn't it? A lot of stuff. But yeah, it's a great gift. It's a great gift to have. But those kind of hit the highlights, said Melanie, for that answer. Mm-hmm. And for the gift of prophecy, which essentially that's what the interpretation is, because the Spirit speaking. Because, you know, when the Spirit speaks, that's for edification, for comfort, for prophecy, meaning you know, what's going to happen. Right? And many times people will be encouraged by what's going to happen, you know, because they'll say, you know, I see you as the prophet. Do you remember you had one done, you had your prophecy done by a lady named Mary, oh, I can't remember her last name, she was with Dr. Sapp. Mary, shoot, she's a friend on Facebook. Mm-hmm. No, she prophesied to you. She also gave you warnings, too. You know, warnings about don't get involved with a guy too early, you know, take your time with it. Yeah, I see that playing out. Uh-huh. Absolutely. Absolutely. It all flows. I'm glad you asked that, Melody, although I did have something here, but I like that what you had better. Actually, I was listening to Isaiah 53 today, and which is pretty neat, because Isaiah 53, you know, talks about is the predicting of Jesus and essentially the by his stripes, by the physical beating of Jesus, we receive our healing. But there's an awful lot of other stuff within that chapter. Maybe God laid on my heart for that for next week, maybe. When Melody's not here, she'll be in. Oh, no, you will be here next Thursday. It's not that Sunday you won't be, because from next Friday she starts. Yeah. What do I have for paper here? Let's see what we can. Right on here. Okay. How can we pray today? All right. Well, Lord, we thank you for your great many, many gifts. We thank you, Daddy, for your gift of tongues. Mm-hmm. We thank you for that awesome and amazing gift. We thank you, Lord, for the impartation of that gift through this entire circle. This entire circle for Debbie and Linda, as they can speak to you in their own language, their own tongue. Because, Lord, it's a beautiful thing. to be able to connect directly with you as we just praise your holy name just by that precious gift. And Daddy, we've got a lot of people to lift up here to you here today. There are many, many, many things. There's a lot of darkness that's messing with a lot of our families, our loved ones, our friends, those we spend time with. Where's the list begin, right? So, Lord, we thank you in the name of Jesus as we're lifting up Crystal. As we come against all the darkness that's been messing with her for way too many years, and for her boyfriend David, we come against the darkness, Lord, that is messing with that. We command that it leave them now under the authority and power in the glorious name of Yeshua Christ Jesus. This garbage must leave them. Lord, I'm lifting up Nicole and her family. She's a lady I've been praying with on Facebook. And I thank you, Lord, that they're set totally free through the power in Jesus' name. Lord, we're lifting up Doug. We're lifting up Robin. We're lifting up Linda. We're lifting up Earl. And many more, I'm sure, here, Lord, just for your special touch, your special blessings. That the Holy Spirit just gives them a big hug, just lights them up from the top of their head through the soles of their feet as they are completely and fully healed in the name of Christ Jesus. And Lord, we're adding more to the list, Lord. There's many more. This darkness that wants to mess with our young youth, the young that are still coming to know you and just love you, Lord. So we speak a peace for Jessica. Her kidneys, they work right. And her entire body, mind, and spirit is at a great peace. As that blood pressure is under control. And she feels at full peace, full restoration, full balance for Aunt Julie. All these drugs in that, Lord, that man has put upon her in an attempt to heal. We know the heart is there. But Lord, you are the ultimate healer. So I thank you, Daddy, as you bring clarity to the worldly doctors so she can have her full restoration and full freedom and perfect balance. Yeah. And we just speak great peace and protection for the Neiman family on their Alaska trip. And great peace for those who are supporting that trip through doggy sitting and other interesting things. Uh-huh. Yeah. And bless God, nothing's impossible for God. So septic pumps and all these other things, you work. They've got to work, right? Uh-huh. And I thank you, Lord, these things on Melody's finger are shrinking, these warts and garbage, and we come against them in the name of Jesus, commanding they bow, and they go. So we thank you, Lord, for perfect balance for Melody, that no more wart stuff on anywhere on her body, especially through her hands, Lord. We thank you. That's right. Virus, you're done. That virus is done in the name of Jesus Christ. It's got to stop. And we lift up Ruth. Okay, Ruth and her sister. All right, it's only God's touch. Only God's touch can take care of these things. So, Lord, we're lifting them to you. So the awesome things we stand here together, that James 5:16, the prayers of the righteous avail much. God hears us. And we are made righteous by our faith in Christ Jesus, which is a great, great and glorious thing. Daddy, we're lifting up Sandy and Leroy. We're thanking you, Lord, for brand new knees. Thanking you, Lord, for brand new kidneys, brand new bowels, all that stuff, Lord. Just a full peace, a full restoration. Just touch them, Lord. Just light them up with your Holy Spirit fire. Just set them fully free. Fully free in the name of Jesus Christ. As we get every last little bit. Every last little bit, Lord. Every last bit. And I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for your Holy Spirit fire, your gifts of tongues. It touches everyone in the circle right now. Everyone, Lord, as it just touches and sets them free. Right? We don't need interpretation because we know what the mirror, we know what it is. That's right. We're praying to God. That's right. Amen. God is good. God is good. That's better than the Lord's Prayer. Let's do it anyway. We probably have. Now let's say it in English. Say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Amen.
I think I'm a shaker.
When you feel the Spirit, do you shake? Are you shaking when you feel the Spirit?
When I pray, I sway.
Yeah. Shakers and Quakers is what they call them. Yeah. Well, you do too.
I can't be still and pray.
Yeah.
That's the Holy Spirit. Maybe I'll start dancing.
Nothing wrong with that.
That's right.
Oh, wait a minute.
John did that.
We need to pray for your knees.
You go.
God bless her. She's asking for knees for her sister, but she has trouble getting up these steps. Okay, so let's pray for these knees. Wait a second. Can we pray for your knees? Would that be an okay thing? Mm-hmm. Melanie, you going to that one?
Do you want me to sit in the chair?
No, you can stand there because we're going to have you tested. All right.
Okay.
That's right. Mm-hmm. We thank you, Daddy, for brand new knees. See, God tells us He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. That tells us that in Hebrews, okay? You're a rewarder of those. God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. And I know you seek Him every day in thought, word, and deed. So, Daddy, we thank you by your grace right now. Grace right now for brand new knees, Lord. I thank you, Papa, for new cartilage. New bones, new strength of muscles, tendons, ligaments, every last bit. There'll be no pain, full flexibility. She walks right up. He said, what are you guys feeling down there? Cool, this is good. What do you feel, sweetheart?
I feel absolutely nothing.
It's fine.
That's good.
You don't have to feel it.
You don't have to feel anything.
No, I mean, otherwise I would feel pain.
Oh, okay, that's good then.
Okay.
Well, you ready? You ready?
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Come on. Let's go. Come on. Let's see where she's at. Okay. You can use... No shame in if you want to hold the rail. It's no problem. I'm more interested in see what's going on with your knees. Okay. Now, was there any pain at all? A twinge? Anything? Okay. On both of them or just one of them? Okay. Do you feel it when you walk down also? Okay. Well, stay right there. Stay right there, Melody. Melody, Mom, go ahead and do that again. Do it again. You saw where she was pointing to. But do both of them anyway, if you want. All right. And you guys speak the result. Tell it what to do, Melody. Oh, of course. Of course. Yeah, come on.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you for brand new. Pray for brand new knees. God fixing your knees. Isn't that wonderful?
Yep.
That's right. No pain. Full strength and power. Full strength and power. Okay. Melody, what are you feeling, Melody, in your left hand? See Melody? Melody's smiling. There must be some good stuff going on there. Okay, let's have you walk down now. Yeah. Okay, let's see where we are. It's all right, you can use that. Please, there's no shame in that. Okay. That's cool.
That's cool.
What's cool? No pain?
No.
Go up, now go up for me. Go up for me. And if there's even the slightest twinge, we have to go after it, okay? Even the slightest? None? Keep going. Glory to God. Look at her go. Do it again. Come on. You got to do it one more time. Come on.
With you, me?
No.
Do you have pains?
No.
No.
I have a tendency to fall down.
Your balance is not good. Is that the same?
This leg.
Okay.
Okay. Well, you know what? Do you ever have any back problem, pain, or anything in your backs, or nothing like that? Okay. Well, let's just double check something. Sit down right here for me. I want to double check something. And you, by the way, if that pain tries to come back, just tell it to go away. Say, in the name of Jesus, I am healed. Pain, you must leave. Use your authority. And it will leave.
It will leave.
And here's how I can tell you this with authority, because I used to have a lot of problems with my knees popping. I mean, it was horrible. I kept, going up and down steps and whatever, they pop, 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 which is not a good thing. I don't have it anymore, right? Because I was laid hands for, prayed for, and then when it tried to come back, no. As a matter of fact, And this is up to your faith, but for my faith, I'd do that. I'd say you quit it. Okay. Can you scoot on back? Can you scoot back with your? Yeah, okay, good. Because what I want to do is I want to see your legs. Okay, I want to see how your legs are. Okay, but I want to see if one of them is a little longer than the other or anything. Well, they look pretty good, don't they? Don't they? Yeah, they're good. Okay, so that's not a problem. But you stay right there. Okay, come here, Mallory. And Mom. And Lynn. And Debbie, get on in here. That's right. Absolutely. This is for prayers. This is good. This is good. We're going to pray for this. Okay, well, we're going for all the knees then. That's good. Come on, ladies. Make that go. All right. That's right. We thank you, Jesus. All right. So, Linda, you will no longer have a problem with that knee. Right. Linda, you shall have perfect balance. That knee shall never give out or any other weird stuff that you're describing that it does. It's done. It is finished. It is made normal. And I thank you, Lord, as Linda right now feels something special happening in that knee. She can feel your Holy Spirit. You do? Nice. Thank you, Papa. Our God's awesome. See, he's isn't how God did it? Nice. Nice. That's a God's taking care of that for you. How good is that, huh? How good is that?
I felt pretty good.
Yeah.
Did you?
I was going.
Oh.
No.
They went up.
Okay, Linda.
That was cool.
Okay,
Linda, let's see.
Okay, tell me.
Sometimes when I'm standing here.
Okay, does it feel different?
Yeah, it does.
Does it feel different in a good way?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Why don't you go up the steps and down the steps? Make sure everything feels good there. Mm-hmm. Of course. There's nothing wrong with it. There's no shame in that. How's that feel?
Feel good.
Feel good? Come on down.
Maybe we should pray
it's good.
For Sandy's knee. Maybe you can
fix absolutely.
You want to do that?
Of course. Of course.
Is it your left one?
Okay. Go ahead.
For Sandy.
Okay, now you put your hand on that knee then too, okay? All right. So, Lord, I thank you in the name of Jesus that Sandy is made fully whole. We thank you, Papa, for these knees that you've been healing here today. How awesome and amazing is our God. And, Lord, nothing's impossible for you. So we thank you, Daddy, as Sandy's knees are made fully whole. Fully whole. And even though we're claiming knees right now for Sandy, we're also claiming victory specific for Leroy, too. Leroy and everybody else that we lifted up earlier, because the power of God is no limit. No limit at all. Glory to God. You feel the power in this circle right now, guys? That's a good thing. I thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for just power and glory. Yeah, and anybody who walks in this building, anybody's affiliated with everybody we've lifted and more, Lord. That's right. All the people say, amen. That's right. She's got that one, doesn't she?
I better do that better now.
You're doing great. We love when you do that.
Well,
we love when you do that.
Now I
oh, wait. And how's your... What's going on with your knee, Mom? Is it? Are you good now? Well, we're gonna go specific on these knees then too, okay?
You guys
bend
these too?
Yeah. No, her knees. Her knees. I'm blessed. I did have, but bless God, He took care of that for me. All right. So, Lord, I thank you in the name of Jesus. That's right. We thank you, Lord, for brand new knees for Mom. I thank you, Lord, for brand new bowels.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Thyroid.
And thyroid. Okay. And, okay, and I thank you, Lord, that thyroid is made fully normal. Okay. That's fine. We thank you, Daddy, for your supernatural healing.
Woohoo!
Your supernatural healing, Lord. Thank you.
Well, that warmth is nice.
Debbie, you been having any problems right here in this area?
Yes.
Because I'm feeling, it feels cold. You know, the Spirit's touching you there too. Isn't that awesome? Oh, well then, all right. Well then, thank you, Lord. You're being loose now. So I thank you, Daddy, for being loosed.
Right there.
Okay. No more. Almost. more. No more. Everybody perfectly perfect. Perfectly perfect. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. That's a good thing. Yeah, she is. She is. We all are. Isn't it good? Isn't it good?
You're working.
Everything's working.
Come on. Yeah, come on. One more time for me. I'm having to go one more time here. Make sure there's no nothing left. So good. Coming down. Test it down.
I love it.
Our God is an awesome God. One more time. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns. Is empowering. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God.
And what the people say?
Amen!
She beat you to it.